It's the Sunday Supplement with Billy and Sue. And Sue, we've just finished broadcasting the show. I don't have a bike, but I do have a cardo.
Oh, Billy, we've had that joke now. Is it the fourth time? So what do you want to get off your chest about avocados?
Well, I read that avocados are supposedly a superfood. Again, this is just information only. If you want to seek your own advice, go somewhere like to a doctor's or a professional.
Not here, anyway.
Not here, no. I can just talk to you about my own personal experiences of avocados. Apparently they're superfoods. Apparently they're meant to be really good for you. Apparently they're meant to fill you up as well. And it did. But here's the problem, right? You buy the avocado, mm-hmm. and it has to be just ripe enough to actually eat. Mm-hmm. Then you've got to go through what I can only describe as this event of having to peel it. Mm. And I sort of, and then you get too far into the event of actually unpeeling the avocado and getting it ready. I sort of felt like, that I was kind of doing the finest pieces of an Airfix model. Because then you've got to cut it in half, and then you've got to take the huge stone out of the middle, and then you've got to cut it up and actually eat it. I just thought, what a load of faff.
Yeah, it is tricky, the old avocado. Also, you don't know what it's going to be like from the outside, so you don't know what sort of ripeness it is until you cut into it. And something about avocados, I know they're very good for you. I'm better with them now than I was, but I like them when they're slightly firm. If they're too soft, the texture really puts me off because they feel quite gloopy. And one thing I cannot stand, I don't know how you feel about this, Billy, but I do like them when they're sliced. Mashed, no.
So you don't like guacamole?
Well, I like the flavour of guacamole, but I'm a bit funny about the texture. And, and oddly enough, I feel similarly about bananas. I'm odd about the texture of bananas.
Totally with you on bananas. It's bizarre how I don't mind avocados, but I really can't stand bananas,
especially
actually.
Soft bananas.
Can't stand it. I'm with you totally on the avocado needing to be firm and not soft, because otherwise, if it's squidgy, oh, that puts me off.
Yeah, we need to be firm about the texture of our avocados, I think.
Do you know what would be a really good brand name for an avocado? And if you're listening to this, which we hope you are, you can steal this. This one's completely free. Firm but fair.
Go on. Well, let's hear it. No,
firm but fair.
Firm but fair. Yeah.
Isn't that a great name for like an oddly specific avocado business that focuses on the premiumness, even though that's not even a word, of avocados that are specifically ripe and perfect? Firm but fair.
Firm but fair. I know, I like it. I like it. But also, on about the subject of fair, to think about another meaning of the word fair, you were talking about blondies, weren't you?
I was talking about blondies. Mm. Something that you probably couldn't put with an avocado or an avocado with. Yes,
I don't know.
Well, you never know.
You never know these days.
There's been more weird combinations, haven't there, of food. So, yeah, I made blondies. Now, what I didn't tell you is I did tell you this, and I mentioned this on air. I made white chocolate blondies.
All right.
And they were really nice. But do you know what I didn't tell you?
What's that?
I made them. I got the recipe using artificial intelligence.
Oh, really? But blondies, don't they have to be white chocolate?
No, so this is actually
What's a
myth.
Blondie? What is a blondie?
So
then?
A blondie, it's essentially a different makeup in terms of ingredients to a brownie. So a blondie can actually have milk chocolate in it.
Oh, wow. So what's the difference between a blondie and a brownie then?
I don't know the differences specifically, but what I do know is one of the differences is I don't think a blondie has cocoa powder in it, whereas a brownie recipe does. I mean, it depends. All I do know is that the recipes are different. The ingredients are different. Mm. It's actually not to do with the chocolate, which I didn't know until recently.
All right. Well, I'm going to do a little bit of research on that then and find out what the difference is between a blondie and a brownie, other than, well, the colour.
A bit of homework for you,
sir. Yeah, exactly. I like a bit of homework, me.
Finally, as well, what I didn't tell you is how did it turn out? You didn't ask me that.
Go on. How did it turn out?
How did my AI blondie recipe turn out? Well, first of all,
you didn't bring me one.
I didn't, and there's a reason.
Oh.
Because they were too sweet.
Oh, yeah.
I overcooked them, and it took like an hour and a half longer in the oven to cook than I originally anticipated.
Oh, yeah, I'm glad you didn't bring me one. Well, they took over an hour and a half longer to cook, but you overcooked them. There might have been a reason for that, I think.
I just got so fed up. I just thought, do you know what? Let's just go all in now, and if they turn out fine, then great.
Right, okay. Right, well, okay. Well, have you managed to successfully cook a cake ever?
Yes.
Go on, what's your best...
Believe it or not...
your best creation?
I'm not actually joking here.
Go on.
Brownies.
Well, we'll stick to the brownie then. Leave the blondie alone.
See, we'll be back same time next week for another Sender supplement.
Certainly looking forward to it already.